Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast, where it's all about losing weight, getting strong, and being the fittest and healthiest man that you can be in your 40s and beyond. My name is Jimmy the MC Kim, aka the Kind Intelligent Man, and I got a question for y'all. How are you doing today? I hope life is treating you well. If it isn't treating you well, you know, I'm hoping that this podcast is going to get you feeling good, feeling great, so that you can conquer the rest of the day, the rest of the week, the month, the year, your entire life. If I may put it out there that if I can put it out there that far, you know, just to give you a little tidbit into my world, it's been a crazy whirlwind of a week. You know, last Wednesday, I dropped the episode Mental Health, Your First Steps to Combat Depression. And in that podcast, I detailed the story of, you know, an episode of depression that I went through in 2018 and what it was like for me. And, you know, in my case, it was a little bit over a year's worth of a journey. I believe like 13, 14 months, if I could put an exact number around it. And I know that this is a short time. This is a short time to deal with the depression, but it was depression nonetheless. And it was a hard year and a bit that was going on here. And I found comfort in, you know, in talking to, you know, kind of almost a stranger. So if you want to check out that episode and kind of hear my story and sharing, you know, my thoughts, my feelings to someone I barely knew helped get the ball rolling, check that out. That is episode number 92. That is the episode just before this one. You know, in there, I had a call to action in that episode, which was for anybody that who's going through something, you know, I found comfort in being able to share my story with somebody. And that somebody just happened to be someone, you know, I knew, but I didn't really know. And I didn't share that with my friends, my family, my parents. The only other person that knew aside from my buddy Mao, who is now my good buddy, Mike Danchuk, is, you know, Mrs. MC Kim. And I didn't realize the power of sharing at the time, power of how sharing could connect you with somebody and how that can really, you know, bring, you know, weight off your shoulders. Like, and you know, the call to action last week was, if you out there need someone to share with and you feel like you don't have anyone to share with, you can share that with me. And you know, I gave my social handles, which was, you know, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Remix My Fitness. Those are the three. And my email address at mckim@remixmyfitness.com. I am not a trained therapist, professional, or mental health coach, or anything like that. But what I think I am is I'm an expert listener. You know, I've had a chance to be able to listen to all kinds of, you know, stories of my clients, of the people that I train with, and my family. And you know, I've heard it. I've heard a lot. Okay, I can't say that I've heard it all, because as I dropped the episode and the amount of messages, phone calls from family, friends, and even you out there, the listeners, it was incredible. What an incredible experience, you know, I can sum it up as I mentioned, this the story that I told from the last episode was not something that I shared with anybody at the time. My parents ended up finding out, you know, what I was going through, you know, my other family members who had listened to the episode. And, you know, my mom is calling me like crazy and just like, what is going on? What happened? Why didn't you tell me? We could have been there to help, you know, like all the regular mom stuff, you know, which is why, you know, I love my parents and, you know, they're out there, which is also probably the reason why I didn't want to tell them in the first place. So, you know, if I can take a second, I got so many people to shout out, and but you know, to my cousin Rich, to Jag, to Tim, to Karan, to Demos, to Dustin, to Ty, to Chippo, to Mrs. MC Kim, to of course my good friend now Mike Danchuk. You know, thank you all so much for the support, for the love, and for all the listeners out there and people out there who shared your stories. I got so many feel good stories out there. My inbox was just. I got no words to explain what it's like that I get to put something out there. And you know, last week's episode was like an episode where just like I wasn't sure whether or not to hit release. You know, it's just like, I'm like, this is not really about fitness and health, or really anything that I've really talked about before. Is this something that people are going to listen to? That being said, it is one of the most downloaded episodes ever on the Remix My Fitness podcast. So goes to show how much mental health means to other people, and also goes to show that I get to share this story, just like how I shared it with Mike. And when I shared it with Mike, he shared his story with me, and a lot of feel-good stories and a lot of not so feel-good stories out there. So people out there who are struggling, people who are out there who don't feel like there's an end in sight, just know that there is, you know. And I think by you sharing yours with me, and you know, perhaps with other people, and you know, seeking that professional help as well, you're going to find your way back. Because I know, like, it felt impossible. It felt impossible, and you know, I've never felt anything like that before. I'm in the business of being positive. I'm in the business of motivating people. So imagine I'm the one who is in charge of helping people reach their fitness goals, and for over a year I am not feeling that. I'm not feeling that feeling. It is tough, you know. And I was thinking, like, what else am I gonna do? There's nothing else that I can do, and just kind of falling deeper and deeper. And I talked last week was about, you know, our first step, which is sharing. And if I can kind of take part two into today's episode, which is, you know, being mindful of our present time. So when I think about being mindful, if I can talk about the nature of our mind, and again, I am no expert into the human mind. I am no expert into mental health, but I am a student of the game, okay? This game called life. And that has everything to do with the physical aspect, the mind, and our spirit. And you know, when I think about our mind, I think about what is the nature of our mind, you know. And the nature of our mind is it's constantly wandering. Our mind wanders every second. It wanders. I don't have any stats for it, but I know my mind wanders every second. I can be very unfocused, you know, as even though I'm doing a task, you know, I try my best to be. And when my mind wanders, it wanders into two different places. It wanders into the past, and then it wanders into the future. And when I think about the past, you know, I get really worried. I worry a lot about the past, things that already happened, the people that I hurt. You ever find yourself, like, you're in the car or you're eating dinner? It's so random, like all these random places you're just thinking. And then you think about, in my case, you know, I think about maybe something that I said where I hurt somebody, or something that I did that I know, like, you know, as a kid, I hid all these things from my parents and all these things like that. And you know, I think about it, I'm like, oh man, MC Kim, you're so dumb. Like, why would you do that? And I kind of relive that moment, and I just get down on myself. I beat myself up, and I, you know, just does not do any good. And then when I think about the future, when my mind wanders into the future, I have all these expectations, all these wants, all these things that I want to do, right? All these things that I want to have, you know, and then I got to, like, you know, I want to have all this stuff. But then what am I doing right now to make those things happen? What am I putting in the work right now? I'm not. All I'm doing is I'm just dreaming. I'm dreaming of the future without putting in the work or in the effort. So this is a quote that I heard many, many years ago that has stuck with me. And if I ruined the quote, I apologize. It may perhaps maybe has its own rendition, created its own rendition in my head. And it goes something like, you need to work in the present moment to make your past better. Okay, so I'll say that one more time. You need to work in the present moment to make your past better. Meaning that you need to work hard now. You need to put in the time now. You need to be present and focused right now so that your past can be better, that you'll have a good past. So when you look back on it, it is a feel good, it's a feel good story, not filled with, you know, regret and woeful stories. And then what happens if you work hard now? If you work hard now, if you're present in your mind right now, then only good things will happen in the future for you, right? You'll reap the benefits of it in the future. You know, and having practiced mindfulness over time, you know, increases the strength of your mindfulness. You know, when I think of mindfulness or the strength of your mind or the power of your mind, I can't help but, kind of comparing side by side is no different than you trying to build muscles in your body. It's no different than you trying to build strength in your body. You need to put in the work. You need to do the reps, right? And these are mental reps that you need to get done, because the more you practice just living in the present, it prepares you for times when you actually need it, right? So you're never going to be in this like super quiet room, you know, where you can just kind of be alone with your thoughts and you can let something wander in, something wander out. There are times when you're going to need to practice this mindfulness. And there are going to be when it's busy, when it's noisy, right? It's noisy outside. It's noisy in your head. There's going to be times when you're under all this stress, all this pressure to get things done. And you being able to take a second and being mindful and just being in the moment of that moment is going to help you get through it. You know, I talk about especially in the times when you're in need, you know, when you're in the middle of like powerful emotions, it's so hard to remember to be mindful. You know, like have you ever been like angry or sad and just like, and you know, the solution is like, all right, I gotta just calm down. Let me just think for a second. Let me just have a moment. How often do we do this? How often can we do this? It's hard, right? It's hard, but it can be done, because if you can remember and try to be present, to try to be mindful, you might be able to unstuck yourself out of these negative thoughts. We have patterns. We have these habits, these patterns that we've built into our minds from just years and years of just being us, right? Just being who we are. And they're no different than like our eating habits, our physical activity habits, our sitting too long at work habits. It's hard to get unstuck out of these habits. So we got to start building our strength. We got to start exercising our mind to be able to do this. And by building up the strength for being present, building up our strength of being mindfulness, for being mindful, you're more likely to notice signs of emotional stress as they're just getting started. So you're going to be able to notice like, whoa, something is happening. I have these feelings. I'm starting to feel anxious. I'm starting to feel anxiety. I'm starting to feel stressed. And you can intervene those quicker. You can cut those things off before they get even worse. And you'll be able to handle stronger emotions in general. So if you're like me, right? If you're like me, My thoughts, you know, when something bad happens, I think of a million different scenarios of what can happen, what will happen, what will I do when this happens, what will I do when that happens. And in most case scenarios, none of those bad scenarios will happen at all. And then hopefully they probably won't. You know, but what I'm doing to myself when this happens is that I fall deeper and deeper and deeper into imagining worse and worse scenarios. And if you start to do this, your brain is feeding, you're feeding these negative emotions, and that just gets stronger and stronger. It's like the protein for negative thoughts and negative feelings, right? Like just having your mind just run a mile a minute and not taking the time to stop for it. But if you start to notice what is happening, you may still have those thoughts, but you just don't get sucked into it as deep. You start to notice, or you just notice you're imagining something, like you're just making a big deal out of nothing. So you can go back and you can start to notice your breathing. Okay, you can start to notice your emotions and stuff, and you know, kind of consciously tell yourself, you know, I think I'm feeling stressed. I'm anxious right now. Something is bothering me right now. It's making me uncomfortable. And it can be an uncomfortable feeling to sit with, but just by noticing it and calling it what it is, you give that feeling less power. So for example, if you've ever been in a situation where you've been put under pressure, stressed, right? You have a deadline that's coming up. It's due tomorrow and you know you're not gonna get it done. And you're just sweating. You're sweating thinking like, oh, I'm gonna get fired. Or, you know, my boss is gonna ream me out. My manager is not gonna give me that promotion or take that time off, whatever it is. And then that thought, those feelings just kind of fester and they grow and pulls you away from the things that you can do right now, which is you can, you know, provide reasons why it couldn't be done, right? Maybe it was an impossible task. Maybe you needed more time. Perhaps the resources that you're waiting for to complete the task just wasn't going to be there. Like recognizing that this is not a good thing, right? Either way, like it was supposed to be due, you couldn't get it done, recognize it couldn't be done, but then figuring out what are some of the things that I can do to alleviate this problem. And you give that feeling less strength and you give yourself the strength to move on to the next solution, to the next task. And with that, that feeling tends to dissipate on its own a lot faster than it would otherwise. And just kind of a little bit of a side note here. You being able to distance that feeling and your thoughts also makes you have more self-compassion. You know, the idea of compassion. So the word compassion, you know, I like to think that we're so good as people that we're compassionate to others. You know, if you have a friend or if you have a family member that calls you up and says, you know, hey, like I'm not going through a good time right now. Like I'm having a panic attack or I'm having anxiety or I'm about to have a meltdown. How many of you would just totally drop what you're doing and just help your friend out, help your family member out? I'm going to say, if you're listening to the show, if you've been listening for a little bit, I'm going to say probably 100% of you would, right? Because that's who we are. We as human beings, naturally compassionate to others. But if it's us that is going through it, you know, we are our own worst critic. I am my own worst critic. I am the one that puts me down the most out of anybody. Almost nothing at this point bothers me. You know, I've been bullied my whole young life, even in high school, even by my own family members, you know, for being overweight, for having small eyes. You know how crazy it is for an Asian person, a Korean person, in my case, to be made fun of other Korean people for having small eyes. It boggles my mind. But I guess that's how small my eyes were, that other Asian people would make fun of how small my eyes were. So things just fall off my back. But when it comes to me criticizing me, hey, I am my number one critic. I will put myself down the hardest. But if we can distance, you know, we can have that separation between our thought and then our emotions, we can find that balance to be able to be self-compassionate towards others, right? Having that distance and telling ourselves, you know what? It's okay. It's all right. I'm mad. I'm stressed. I'm anxious. And the more we can do this, you know, I keep coming back to this point because it's so important. But we give that feeling, that negative thought, less power. And that's what we want to do. Now, of course, none of this stuff is easy. It's easier said than done, right? Like, yeah, I'm going to distance my thought, distance my emotions, my feelings. No problem. I wish it was that easy. But it's a process, okay, that you can improve on with time. It is like the muscles in our body. You continue to work at it. You continue to find different ways. Like even when we're training and we're trying to grow our chest, simply just doing chest presses 10, 12 reps every day is not going to work. Your body is going to find, your body's going to know like, hey, this is like a routine. I've done this before. You haven't challenged me. And same with our mind as well. We have to challenge our mind. We have to find different things that are going to work for us. Because sometimes the breathing is not going to work. Sometimes having a minute alone is not going to work. Sometimes telling yourself like, hey, you know what? Be present in this moment. Hey, recognize that you're being anxious. That isn't going to work. So you're going to need to find different ways when your mind starts to plateau, right? Like starts to plateau, like when we're lifting weights, you're going to have to find that thing that's going to work, whether it's writing it down, whether it's self-talking to yourself, whether it is breathing, whatever it is, right? There are so many different ways you can do it and to practice that. And once you do, in that time of need, you can go through your Rolodex, okay, and all your different ways that you can do it, and you're going to find that thing that is going to work for you. All right? So, I'm going to cap this episode right here, right now. The power of our mind, okay? Being mindful, being present. Let's try to make that happen for us this week, okay? That is my call to action for us this week. Be present, be mindful of your actions, of your thoughts, and see where it takes you, all right? And of course, if you enjoyed today's episode, if you liked it, subscribe to the episode, of course. Hit me up in the comments. Tell me what you want to hear on the show. Tell me if you liked it. Tell me if you don't. Tell me what your favorite method is, right? Tell me what your favorite method is to get yourself present, right? You're using an app. If it's an app, I want to know, what kind of app are you using? Okay, hit me up on social channels, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, remixmyfitness.com, but you can also hit me at remixmyfitness.com, and of course, at mckim@remixmyfitness.com. I got that one right, right? All right, everybody, have yourself an amazing week, and I'll see you guys back next week with another episode. Until that time, don't forget to set some goals. Challenge yourself to be in the moment this week, and let's have some fun. Peace.